Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking to you about a very active and important week beginning Monday, the 9th of May, and ending on Sunday, the 15th of May, which is going to hold our full moon Scorpio eclipse. Yes. Except just a little bit after midnight on the next day for the East Coast. Well, let's begin at the beginning. Monday is going to be a pretty easy flow day once we get past the moon's opposition to Saturn in Aquarius at 8:39 a.m. in the Eastern Zone. So there's a reason why something's blocked or you're not able to feel the kind of support that you want, and then that will also maybe have something to do with plans for the future that you have to change or is not possible. So after this, we get a void, of course, moon in Leo, you know, relax, pamper yourself, you know, and then the moon enters Virgo at 6:53 p.m. on Monday. Now, this moon is going square Mercury in Gemini until 4:10 a.m. on Tuesday, and that Mercury has been slow, very slow. You may have noticed things aren't quite as smooth as they sometimes are. And in fact, Mercury on Tuesday the 10th will retrograde in Gemini at 7:47 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, what you need to know is, of course, the internalized mind is not as available, and particularly Monday, when it's absolutely stationed, and Tuesday, even though it just turned direct, it's not moving very fast, right? So, we have to realize that and be aware of ourselves, but also others around us who don't know astrology, don't know what to expect, right? And, you know, sometimes once the Mercury retrograde gets up to some kind of speed, then we can see a little bit better experience from it than when it is just really, really slow. I mean, it's been on 4 degrees of Gemini since Saturday when it retrogrades. It stays on 4 degrees until the 15th of May. So, you know, that's not fast, not at all. I mean, it's going to start getting there as time goes on. One of the things that this Mercury retrograde will do is it will go back into Taurus on the 22nd of May. And it will go direct at 26 Taurus on the 3rd of June. And once again, the speed issue, it doesn't get up to speed till the 15th of June. So it's being consistent with that 15th. So here you are. You know it now. You can be aware of it. And you also probably know what I'm about to say, which is all words beginning with R-E are supported, like review, repair, revisit, you know, all of that kind of stuff, rewrite, reconsider. And so reconsider can bring you into the point where you can make a move on something that you've already seen and now you're reconsidering and you're thinking, okay, I've already seen this, I'm revisiting it, so I can go for it even though Mercury's retrograde. But you know, we're going to want to stay away from beginning new things and, you know, launching or anything like that during a retrograde cycle of Mercury. If you can not have an operation where hand-eye coordination becomes very important with a very focused mind, it's probably better if that's something that you can choose or not choose. We don't like to, you know, if I'm doing election astrology, which I do, you can find that on my astrology readings page, you know, find the best day for this or that, you know, there are things that you don't want to do with a retrograde Mercury. But, you know, other things are entirely possible. The world does not stop. But, you know, we are, as I said, even in this coming up to it stage, we are having little difficulties. And so it will just get a little bit more pronounced on Monday and Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, you know, is another major shift. This is a big shift. This is Jupiter enters Aries at 7:22 p.m. Now, Jupiter going into Aries is an expansion in activity, for one thing. Unfortunately, while Mercury is retrograde, it's not going to be that great to be extremely active, because you're going to have to think a little bit before you move. This is also, you know, of course, Aries is the sign of war and anger and aggression. So that's, you know, not a happy thing to see right now, I don't think. It's also a fire sign, and we're expanding fire. It is also not such a happy thing to see. But we are also expanding courage, leadership, and being motivated, which can be a very important thing, a good thing. And of course, the Aries sun signs and ascendants also are going to be very pleased. And so will the sun sign Sagittarius and Leo once this gets going, or if you have it, you know, up to the eighth degree, one of the planets I just mentioned, you will have this wonderful benefit planet coming to you in a good way. So, great. And if you know where Jupiter is making this transit, and it will only get up to 8 degrees before it retrogrades on July 28th, then you will know where you can expect to see some of the benefits and positive activities taking place. Jupiter will actually go back into Pisces when it gets to October 29th, and it will, it will actually go all the way back. I'm sorry, it will go back to Pisces on October 29th, and let's see, 25 degrees. I'm looking at this like, did I write this down correctly? I'm in a very slow Mercury. Let me go check that piece, that little piece of info. I think I might have left out a date. So if the page would just cooperate, and that's it, hand-eye coordination. Okay. Yeah, it is. It's correct. It takes until this 29th day or 28th day to go back into Pisces. I wasn't even wrong. Okay, sometimes that's a happy surprise, right? But it will go to 28 degrees when it goes direct, and it will be in Pisces direct on November 23rd, and it will re-enter zero Aries on December 20th. And once it gets back in to Aries, it'll do its trip through Aries. So all of the other higher degrees of the fire signs, and also a couple of the air signs, which would be Gemini and Aquarius, those will be happy. There'll be a sextile helpful opportunities from that sign. But Libra isn't quite as happy because it's in opposition. So it brings out a challenge to the Libra nature, you see. And then, of course, the squares of Jupiter will come in to the other cardinal signs, which would be Cancer, and that's Libra again, and Capricorn. Okay. though, you know, over expanding or, you know, having, you know, somebody be overly aggressive in relation to your whatever communication or whatever, those are the kinds of things. And again, you know, with both of these, Mercury and Jupiter, if you know the house that's ruled by those signs, when you get a shift, you know that something changes for the house that is ruled. So when Mercury retrogrades, the affairs of the houses ruled by Mercury, and you get two because we're still giving Virgo Mercury rulership, you know, if you are a sun sign or ascendant with Gemini or Virgo, you're going to feel that Mercury retrograde right away. But also the house, if you're not, that has those signs on the cusp will sort of slow down and have a little difficulty. On the other hand, the house that has Sagittarius or Pisces on the cusp in your birth chart, when Jupiter enters Aries, is going to have more motion and movement. Okay? So, you know, and this can always be a benefit, but it can always also be an expansion. So you just need to, if you are looking at this personally, again, this is a great time to get a reading, you know, because it's hard to know just by reading stuff about it, whether it's affecting you that way or not. You know, this is one of the things about that pop psychology type, airy-fairy type memes, astrology that's going on out there, where everything is just a happy, happy time for everyone. You know, it's like, wouldn't that be nice? It just isn't always like that. Some people are riding a good wave, some people aren't. And sometimes the wave that isn't so good is actually bringing benefits of another sort. It might be showing you something that you need to look at. So, all right, that's what's going on. And then we still have a moon in Virgo happening Tuesday. And it is heading in a happy direction towards a trine to Uranus and Taurus until 11:27 p.m. So on that day, which is a Virgo, again, is also a Mercury sign, when things are not easily accomplished, the moon is actually moving in a good way and looking at new ideas and new ways to deal with the world as it trines Uranus and Taurus. So 11:27 p.m., that's exact. Then you want to kind of lay low because moon in Virgo is going opposition Mars in Pisces until 8:17 a.m. on Wednesday morning. So we've been having kind of interesting mornings. We had the moon opposition Saturn on Monday morning, and now we got Virgo moon opposition Mars in Pisces. So now it's a little bit different. It's trying to tie your shoelaces, but you can't find the laces kind of feeling. And that will be over again pretty early, 8:17 a.m., but for the commuters among us, these are tough ones when they're happening and coming to completion during that time where people are trying to get somewhere. But after that, we have the harmony of the lights with moon in Virgo, trine, sun in Taurus at 10:02 a.m. is when it goes exact. And here you have this beautiful flow between your instinctive feelings, and with Virgo, it's for order and doing things the right way and getting good results with it. And the sun in Taurus, which is the desire, conscious desire for things to be stable and secure, you know, so that works well. And so it can be working well within the self, but also in conversations with others, any kind of relationship interactions. Now, moon in Virgo spends that uncomfortable time going opposition Neptune in Pisces, 5:17 p.m. That is exact. You know, be careful. And you can have a lot of confusion. This is not the greatest time to even shop for food. You know, you might pick up something that has something off. So be careful, be aware. You can clean, like Virgo likes to clean, you know, because you're getting rid of the Neptunian toxic stuff. But you have to be aware of the factors involved with confusion and illusion. Moon will go for the rest of Wednesday into the trine to retrograde Pluto in Capricorn until midnight in the Eastern time zone on Thursday morning. So that is where you can, once again, like after 5:30, I give it, get your ducks back in the rows and even start looking at those rows and seeing if there are things you need to move around in the row to make it look better. That's the retrograde Pluto. So on the 12th, Thursday, Moon enters Libra at 2:34 a.m., gets to oppose Jupiter in Aries at 3:02 a.m. Most of us hopefully are sleeping for that, which is, you know, kind of the moon with the instinctive need for harmony and compromise, and somebody who's very much into me, 3:02 a.m., not ideal, right? But when we wake up, Moon in Libra's trine, now it's retrograde Mercury in Gemini, until 10:54 a.m. So you have a chance to revisit maybe some of the conversations you've had or reconnect with someone who you have spoken to before. Okay, so this is like a good morning for that and getting agreements, getting information and getting some sort of agreements. But again, if Mercury's retrograde and this is a new agreement, don't put too much hope on it staying exactly like that. It could change. It could be fluctuating. Then we have an interesting one because it's a moon in Libra ruled by Venus that's opposing Venus that's now in Aries. And that we get for the whole day in Eastern time because it goes all the way to 11:49 p.m. I mean, so the good news is that, you know, Venus is not completely unwilling to understand the feelings and instincts of the moon in Libra, but freedom is, it's not going to really be easy. So this is not a volatile experience, but it isn't exactly feeling quite right, you know? So, that gets a little bit more of a emphasis as you get closer to the 11:49 p.m. time. After that, the trine to Saturn in Aquarius is another long one. It will be going trine Saturn until 9:54 p.m. on Friday, which is a Friday the 13th, but don't get too upset about that because you've got this great stabilizing Moon in Libra, trine Saturn in Aquarius. Now, again, Mercury being retrograde, the better conversation about the future is about things that are already in process, already discussed, already, you know, all of that. It's not new stuff. But we do have an easier flow, even just in the day, if you have to be going somewhere and finding somebody with Mercury retrograde. You should have an easier time. Then, of course, there's the monthly Moon in Libra square to Pluto in Capricorn that comes in after, like, say, 10 p.m. on Eastern and goes until 4:07 a.m. on Saturday. All right, so that's how we have to be aware if we're still up and if we're out and about, which we may be definitely on, further west of the Eastern time zone, you know, to be not expecting to get agreements and comfort from Pluto types, Pluto in authority, in the sign of authority. So don't try to discuss stuff. Not a good idea. Or, you know, get yourself in trouble. Not a good idea. So then Moon enters Scorpio, which is the sign that's going to bring us our lunar eclipse, right? 6:34 a.m. on Saturday, that moon enters Scorpio. It is heading to oppose Uranus and Taurus, but it doesn't get to it until 8:04 a.m. So you might be able to get some part of that day, Saturday, the earlier parts of the day, without feeling that energy too much. But if you are involved in any kind of discussion about finance, possessions, who's in charge, that won't go well. So 8:04 a.m. on the 15th, and that's also very close to the eclipse. It's going to be in the eclipse chart, the moon opposition Uranus. The sun is squaring Saturn until 2:49 p.m., so we may not be feeling that whoop-de-doo about things that are going on out there. You know, even though the moon in Scorpio is now going trine Mars in Pisces until 9:02 p.m. So if you go with the psychic flow, Scorpio Pisces, you'll be moving along much faster and easier on Sunday the 15th. Okay. We also do get at 3:15 p.m. the Sun in Taurus sextile to Neptune in Pisces. So there is that piece of time where, again, basically you're in good shape if you're in feelings and psychic and, you know, being in the harmony flow. But after 9:02 p.m., we get Scorpio Moon square Saturn in Aquarius until 11:38 p.m. Eastern. And then that's a big pushback, and that's not a good time to discuss the future and goals and things like that, not at all. Very quick, like 2 whole minutes of Moon trine Neptune, where you might get the aha psychic input about why it didn't work so well, talking about those things under the square. And then you're going right into that full moon eclipse. Again, it will be 9:14 p.m. on Sunday the 15th on Pacific time, and just after midnight on the East Coast. Now, I have recorded a podcast on this eclipse because obviously there's a lot of information to understand here. We know always the full moon is the point of fruition, but it can also be the point of separation. So we're looking at those issues, and then we may want to be aware of the fact that there is possibly less energy because this lunar is going to eclipse. So, you know, we're used to maybe not even noticing the difference in energies that happen during these phases. And this whole week has been in the second phase, lunar phase, which is when we wanted to try to get something to happen for our hopes and goals for the future, but we got Mercury retrograde right away. So we could be working on and pushing for the things that we're already involved with, not starting anew. But the real high energy that we can get at a full moon, when that full moon is going to eclipse, may not be as, you know, potent for you. You may feel like you just want to get an early night or something on Sunday. But if you're up, you will get to see some portion of this lunar eclipse if the sky allows. Right? So find the podcast on a separate blog that is going to be on the blog page, and you'll be able to hear the whole thing. And so I don't have to tell you now. When we look at next week, we're going to be coming off that eclipse, sort of processing and trying to get our, you know, ducks in a row again. And we will have the change of signs for the sun on Friday evening in the Eastern Zone. The sun will enter Gemini. And then Mercury will retrograde into Taurus on the 22nd at 9:15 p.m. Eastern. So we'll be talking about all of that and the rest of the week's planetary energies. So definitely check into that eclipse podcast so that you can know something about what's going on there and apply it to what you're looking at and experiencing in the week coming, because you've got that week to be in observation, okay? And again, as always, I wish you the best, and I'll say goodbye for now.